Here, I know what's the purpose of life. Know why are you here? I know what's the purpose of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I welcome you in our new silsila, Purpose of Life. And as is from the title, Inshallah Azza wa Jal will be discussing different types of topic relating to the title itself, Purpose of Life. Inshallah Azza wa Jal will be talking about the verse of the Holy Quran that Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ that I created humans and jinns for my worship. And the afzal ibadat, salah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in our silsila today, we'll be talking about salah, the blessings, the benefits, and then the punishments for not offering salah. Please stay tuned with us in this silsila. As usual, my dear Islam brothers, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to start the silsila with the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء بنيناها بأيد وإنا لموسعون والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين ولا تجعلوا مع الله إلها آخر إني لكم منه نذير مبين كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون أتواصوا به بل هم قوم طاغون فتول عنهم فما أنت بملوم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين فإن للذين ظلموا ذنوبا مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
الحمد لله عز وجل We were listening to the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, whenever you listen to the Quran, you just want to keep listening to the Quran. And remember, my dear Islamic brothers, whenever we read the Quran, try to read the Quran, try to read the translation and the commentary. As Amir Ahlus Sunnah has given us a Madani Inam, one thing that we must do is to recite the Quran and then at least 3 verses of the Quran read with the translation and the commentary as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, before we go into the silsila, Now, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Habib مجتبی آسیو شافی شہ ابرار ہے مجتبی آسیو شافی شہ ابرار ہے تہنیت اے مجرم ذات خدا غفار ہے تہنیت اے مجرم ذات خدا غفار ہے چاند شکوہ تیرے بولی جان سجدہ کرے چاند شکوہ تیرے بولی جان سجدہ کرے بارک اللہ مر جائے عالم یہی سر صدقہ انہوں تو کا پیارے صدقہ انہوں تو کا پیارے ہم کو بھی درکار ہے صدقہ انہوں تو کا پیارے ہم کو بھی درکار ہے دو جہاں کا بار ہے
ظہر کی شب تار ہے نور کا تر کہو پیارے، ظہر کی شب تار ہے مجدہ باد آسیوں شافی شہ ابرار ہے، رحمت العالمی تیری دعائی دب گیا، رحمت العالمی تیری دعائی دب گیا، اب تو مولا بیت ہاں سر پہ گناہ کا بار ہے، اب تو مولا بیت ہاں سر پہ گناہ کا بار ہے، گوج گوج تھے نغمات رضا سے بوستا، گوج گوج تھے نغمات رضا سے بوستا، کیوں نہ ہو کس پھول کی، کیوں نہ ہو کس پھول کی مدحت میں وامن کار ہے، کیوں نہ ہو کس پھول کی مدحت میں وامن کار ہے، مجدہ باد آسیوں شافی شہ ابرار ہے، صلوا علی الحبیب
وعلی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you just joined us in this silsila, alhamdulillah, we brought you a new silsila, Purpose of Life. And in this silsila, inshallah, azawajal, we'll be discussing many, many beautiful topics relating to the title itself, Purpose of Life. Why were we created? Was there a reason that Allah azawajal has created us? And once we are alive, once we are dead, what will happen to us? These are some of the topics, inshallah, azawajal, that we will discuss in our silsila. Today, our topic is about Salah. As you know that Allah Azza wa Jal inside the Holy Quran, there is a direct command that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us inside the Holy Quran, Surah Baqarah, verse number 43, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and keep the prayer established, and pay the charity, and bow your heads with those who bow in prayer. So Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned many times inside the Holy Quran regarding prayer itself, regarding salah itself. There are many, many blessings, many benefits and many rewards that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for those people who will establish prayer. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll talking about these rewards as well. But remember, my dear Islamic brothers, where there are rewards, Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared severe punishments for those people who are abandoning their prayer. In one verse, in Surah Munafiqun, ayat number 9, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, O believers, do not let your wealth or your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah, and those who do so are the losers. So Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, these are the two things, wealth and children, they divert a person from the remembrance of Allah. And openly, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the Holy Quran. We have brothers with us today. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to talk about Salah. Let's just start off with Salah itself.
The ayats of the Quran which I just earlier recited, one of the ayats which we read was, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Translation that I have not created jinns and humans, illa liya'budun, except that they worship me. Now, to be a Muslim, the first thing is that we have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the only one worthy of worship. And to bring iman upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the next stage, and if you look in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the companions ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is iman? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, first said the oneness of Allah and believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to establish the salah, to establish the namaz. In many hadiths, this is the order. And straight after the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the next thing which we have been told, commanded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to establish that salah. This is the hadith. If we go to the Holy Quran, there is so many places where the word salat has come. And this command, aqimus salah, aqimus salah, aqimus salah, establish your salah. Just as you mentioned, aqimus salah wa atu zakah. And when something is mentioned time and time again in the glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it holds significance. And we can just look from a logical point of view. Is, for example, if a mother instructs a child, do this, do this, do this, time and time again, time and time again, we can understand from this that it must be a very important thing. It must be a significant thing. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling His people again and again, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ O my people, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ O my people, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ Establish the salah. Establish the salah. We realize that this is a very, very important.
Bapajan sometimes mentions that such and such act, it's enough for a devotee to know that this is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to act upon it. And the same way, it's enough for a person to know that this is the command of my Lord. That's enough for a Muslim to pray namaz. Along with that, obviously, the rewards for namaz and the punishments that have been mentioned for abandoning the namaz. But the fact that it is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is enough for a Muslim initially to make him pray namaz.
And you know, as we've heard from the scholars, amongst the five pillars of Islam, salah is the most important pillar. And there's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment, the very first question that will be asked to man out of his deeds will be about salah. Allah. If his salah is correct, he will succeed. But if it is incomplete, he will be disgraced and will suffer loss. You know, so Allah, that's the first thing that Allah Ta'ala will ask us. So all our other ibadat is on one side. Salah is the most important thing.
One person can think, just Yawm al-Qiyamah, just picture the day of Qiyamah. The way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described in the hadith, the way the ayahs explained the day of Qiyamah, where the sun is going to be really, really close to us, 1.25 miles, it said, we're going to be standing on burning copper. And our everything that we did in the dunya, in this dunya, our a'mal, the first question to a believer will be about his salah. It shows real significance. It's not going to be asked how many umrah did you do. It's not going to be asked how much money you gave to the masjid. You know, how much did you respect your parents? How much hajj did you do? But the first question will be about namaz, which again highlights the importance and significance of this action and practice.
The importance of this can also be realized. You know, whenever we were given, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded anything to command to his ummah, it was sent to him through wahi. But look at the way this beautiful gift of salah was bestowed and granted to us through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the night of Mi'raj, that's when salah was given to us as a gift. So that in itself highlights the importance of salah. And look at the beautiful gift, the way it was given, completely different from anything else that we were
given. I just like to add, he mentioned the word gift. Now, gift. Namaz was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every prophet was gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One way or the other. And the gift that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given on the night of Mi'raj was namaz. Which is, we've heard so many times. Now, it's been called a gift. Now, the thing is, we need to ask ourselves, how do we treat this gift? If supposedly someone buys you a new mobile phone, are we going to go and smash it in his face? How are we going to treat it? We'll take it with respect and we'll make sure, because it's valuable.
We'll cherish it so much.
It'll be like our relative or something. Yeah. Right? So namaz is a gift, and here it's not from a normal person to a normal person. Here is the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala giving it to Rasulullah sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. To the best of creation. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, in this conversation, just we've had a few minutes, you can understand how important salah is. You can understand how important salah should be in our lives today. You know, our first thing that whatever we do, our first action should be salah. There must be, can you mention any hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding salah itself?
There are many hadiths regarding the blessings of namaz, you know, the benefits that we gain from this.
MashaAllah.
You know, Allah azza wa jalla has made the namaz farz upon us. And Allah azza wa jalla wants good for us, because namaz has many blessings for us. Many, we gain a lot of virtue from this. There's many even health benefits in namaz. And furthermore, we are protected from the azab of Allah azza wa jalla by reading our namaz. And one hadith which states one of the blessings of namaz, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that he heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that, do you think that if there is a river near one of your doors and the person does ghusl from that 5 times a day, will there be any dirt left on his body? And the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they said that there will be no dirt left on his body. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is like the example of the 5 prayers. And through these, Allah wipes the sins. Allah forgives the sins. So from this we realize that namaz has many blessings, and one of these blessings is that our sins are forgiven. Just like the dirt is removed from the body of a person who does ghusl in a river 5 times a day.
Likewise, the purpose of namaz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, establish salah. But then also within the Holy Quran, in chapter 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us one benefit of namaz. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ.
MashaAllah.
Indeed, salah. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى. It stops, prevents a person عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. From fahsha, from indecency, وَالْمُنْكَرِ and evil.
SubhanAllah. So it's a tool for us, isn't it, that we can keep away from the shaitan, from indecent things. Now, especially living in the Western, you know, culture, we know how much sin there is out there. Now, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, to keep away from that sin, you know, salah could be like a shield for us. And this is what Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Allah, you mentioned, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, that it shields a person from committing sins.
The hadith that we just heard, if we look at it, now this is something that Mufti Sahib has commented on in Miratul Munajjih, that this hadith in itself, if you look at the example that was given, salah was compared to a stream or a river. So it's not a well, because well also provides water. But if you were to, for example, firstly go into a well and have ghusl because it's not flowing water, so then the masala comes in that is no longer usable. But a stream is. And it's much easier to obtain water from a stream or a river compared to a well. Yeah. And this is, if we look at, for example, you know, Hajj is very difficult in terms of, you know, restrictions of ihram and all of these things. Mm-hmm. And same with roza. But why is salah still the greatest of all those worships? Why is it still, the scholars, they say that salah is the greatest worship? Because hajj is farz once, and Ramadan comes once a year. But salah is every single day, 5 times a day. And the greatness of salah and the beauty is that it's a combination of the worship of the angels. Some angels are just stood in qiyam, some are in ruku, and that's all they're doing. But for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it together for us and into one package, and we perform salah.
You know, when we mentioned about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning about the salah itself, there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mafhum, salah is the coolness of my eyes. So that just tells you how important and how dear salah was to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself as well. And if you look at the lives of the Sahaba ikram, the Awliya ikram, the Buzurgan Deen, how their salah was, and how much they loved offering salah. And if we look into our lives today, how much we are far away from salah itself.
Talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salah, there's look, our role model is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The perfect character, أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Now, when we look at the life and we analyze Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's seerah, and we see how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established salah, they said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this wasn't the obligatory salah, this was voluntary salah, the nafal ibadah, which shows that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt, obligatory salah, he was very practicing. But the warnings raised of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam show the significance of salah, and when even a person in nafl ibadah, how close he gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. It's mentioned in the hadith, his blessed feet, his soles will become swollen.
Allahu Akbar.
And Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers, she was there and she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the need of this extra, and you know, spending so much ibadah and reading your salah, this extra salah, this nafl ibadah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not be a thankful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Subhanallah.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us the blessings of namaz, the greatness of namaz. You read in your namaz, you'll be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You know, nowadays, you know, we see this, that a person, when he goes through some trials and tribulations, there's a few problems in his life. The first thing that a person tends to move away is from salah. You know, I've got tensions, I've got so many things on my mind, I can't think straight, so what's the point of me offering salah? But that should be the first thing that he turns to, because whenever you have problems, you turn towards Allah. You know, you don't turn against Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is sadly one of the mistakes that we are doing today, is that whenever we are having problems, we turn away from salah. You know, we should be offering more optional salah, our optional nafil salah, so that we can get more close to Allah.
Talking about closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just in itself, when you go for farz namaz, for example, you've left everything, you were selling, trading, whatever, you've left everything that you were doing and you've gone to pray. Just imagine the closeness that you'll get.
Subhanallah.
Because you've left everything and just given it up just for your Lord.
Masha'Allah.
So imagine the pleasure of Allah that you'll obtain through that act. In the closeness. And then coming to the fact that when we move away from salah, and if we look at some of the excuses that we use, and you know, some people actually say that I'm too sinful to pray.
Mm.
And that's as bad as saying, if somebody comes up to you and says, if you're ill, and they say, have you seen a doctor? You know, that's as ridiculous as saying, no, I've not seen the doctor because I'm ill. You would go to the doctor when you're ill. Mm-hmm. The same way if we are too sinful, the thing that we should be going to is towards namaz.
And you know, when you talk about the love for salah that the companions, the awliya kiram had, it says about one little girl, she used to live next door to a buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And this buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he would offer salah at night, you know, qiyamul layl. And he used to offer salah all night, his optional nafal salah. And one day this woman, this young girl, she says to her father that our next door neighbor had a stick on the top of his house. Where's that stick now? And the father, he says, my daughter, it wasn't a stick. It was so-and-so buzurg rahmatullah alayh. It was Mansur bin Mu'tamir rahmatullah alayhi. It was Sayyiduna Mansur rahmatullah alayhi. He used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, standing up in qiyam all night, and now he's passed away. And so much love that they had for salah.
I just want to elaborate on the point that you were mentioning. Today, everybody's crying. Problems, stress, children not listening, black magic, evil eye, etc.
Yeah.
All these things are common today, right? But majority of those people, all these problems, ask themselves this question. Did you establish your salah today? Did you read your full 5 daily salah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, this was khitab, this was addressing Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Here, look, from this we realize even the prophets were told to establish salah. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish salah لِذِكْرِ for my dhikr. So we learn the namaz is dhikr. And then, when we look in another ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبِ. That the dhikr, beware. You should know, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reason why hearts are a satisfaction.
Subhanallah.
So when we establish salah, when we reach salah, why we will gain satisfaction from our hearts. These problems, this evil eye, black magic, stress, all these things will go away. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبِ. That the heart satisfaction lies with the dhikr of Allah, and the dhikr is salah. Salah waqim is salat, the dhikr, namaz is dhikr.
Now we're talking about satisfaction, and then we hear that that salah, it prevents a person from indecency and sin. But then when we look at ourselves, I'm praying salah continuously, but I'm not feeling the peace, I'm not gaining the satisfaction, it's not stopping me from sins. So then, once again, the shaitan, he attacks. And you say, well, if my namaz isn't benefiting me, then I might as well stop. And that's, once again, if you look at it logically, if you're wearing a jacket and it's winter and it's not protecting you from cold, you don't take the jacket off and say, I'm not wearing any more jackets. You replace it with a better one.
Yeah.
If your shoes are ripped and water comes in and your feet get wet, you don't take off shoes and just walk barefooted. You wear new shoes.
We mentioned inna salata tanha anil fahsha wal munkar. You know, Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran that He'll keep you away from indecency. But why is it that, you know, sometimes we offer salah and we might go and commit the same sin again? You know, Allah Ta'ala's command or whatever Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran, it is haqq. There must be something wrong with our salah. And there is a beautiful hadith in Bukhari Sharif, in Kitab al-Adhan, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he saw a person who came inside Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he offered his salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that go back and offer your salah again. And when he finished, he came back and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again he says to him, go back and offer your salah. He said that three times. And this man, when he read it the third time, when he offered his salah the third time, he came back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by Allah, that is how I know to offer salah. Please, can you teach me? Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him, that when you stand up in Qiyam, read the Quran as much as you can easily. Do the ruku properly, come out of ruku in the qawma properly, go into sujood properly. And you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him how to offer his salah. And this is what we need to do as well. Sometimes, you know, we're the last one in the masjid and we're the first ones out. You know,
lack of devotion, lack of khushu in our salah.
There's also this beautiful story that we read about the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, about this old woman.
Allah.
You know, where Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he promised this woman that when the flood comes, I'll take you with me as well. And it says that the flood came, you know, there was destruction throughout the whole world. And, you know, the whole world was full of water. You know, this woman's hut was made out of straw. You know, the flood, it destroyed mountains. Yet when Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he remembered, I promised that woman as well. So he goes to that same place where that woman used to live, and he saw that hut was still there.
Allah.
You know, big mansions were destroyed, but that hut was still there. Allah. He went inside and he saw this woman offering salah. When she finished, he says, O Prophet of Allah, have you come to get me? Because the flood is going to be here.
Allah.
And Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, by Allah, the flood came and gone. You know, and the woman, she says, O Prophet of Allah, I never realized because I was offering my salah.
Subhanallah, what a beautiful waqia. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. The woman that you just mentioned in this waqia, her total concentration, devotion was highest. Highest maximum. This is why she didn't realize that the whole earth was wiped out, yet her namaz was not destructed. And the question was asked, what are the blessings of namaz? There are obviously many blessings mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of them is, which person does not want to be, which believer does not want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The biggest blessing for a believer is to be the most closest to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have been told that when a person performs his salah, he does his qiyam, he does his qirat, he does his ruku, and then he goes into sajda.
Subhanallah.
He goes into sajda, he goes into sujood. And when he goes into sujood, he is the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
When he is prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that position.
You know, we find a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min.
Allah.
You know, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, my dear Islam brothers, you know, there are many, many blessings and benefits of our offering salah. And our first silsilah, you know, we've not even realized that the time is over. You know, and alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we want to continue this topic, inshallah azza wa jal. Next time we want to continue with the topic of salah. And next time, inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to discuss the disadvantages of those people who do not offer the salah, the punishment that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have mentioned. And then just go into some of the things that today that is happening in our society today, why we are away from salah, what is the reason, and maybe inshallah Azza wa Jal we can come up with a conclusion and inshallah Azza wa Jal come close to our Rabb Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Jazakallah khairah for being part of this. Until next time, inshallah Azza wa Jal, please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I know why are you here? I know what's the purpose of life. I know why are you here? I know what's the purpose purpose of life.